I've got two things here. I've got a Kinder Surprise, which you can look after, don't eat it.
All right.
Don't open it because I want to give it to someone.
Okay.
And I've got in here a mystery object. I want to see if someone can guess what I've got in here. This is actually a birthday bag. It's not actually a Christmas bag. It's still got something in it. And I want to see, can anyone guess for a Kinder Surprise?
We've got a volunteer.
We've got a volunteer there. Someone,
what do you reckon?
No, what do you think's in there?
A Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtle?
Well, you look like a Ninja Turtle.
What do you reckon?
Yeah. No, not a Ninja Turtle.
Yell it out.
Lint chocolate.
Lint chocolate. That would be good. But
what do you reckon?
I haven't, I'm afraid. Yep.
Christmas cracker.
That's a good guess at this time of the year, but no, it's not a Christmas cracker. Yep.
A Bible.
A Bible.
No, it's not a Bible either. It could be. Someone
There's
else.
Some people down the back on both sides.
Someone there.
Air.
Yeah. No, it's a bit heavier than air.
Probably Instamarine. Yeah. No, I think he means something else.
Yeah.
Well, okay, sure. Something made of apples. You can't go far wrong on that.
Can we narrow it
who's
down
over? Who's over there? What do you got?
A star.
A star.
A star. Look, I'm afraid you're all just guessing, and you're all way off. You can't nearly know what I've got in there because you can't see it, can you? If you could see what was in there, you would know what I had in there. But you know, we can't see God either. So how do we know what he's like? Well, we can't know unless somehow we can find out, unless God shows us what he's like. Now, I wonder if anyone thinks God is like this. This looks like a very angry man, and he's got a big bolt of lightning in his hand. Does anyone think God's like that? No, I don't either. But how do we know? He could be. If we're just guessing, or...
Is there one? Another one?
Do we think God's like this? No, we perhaps don't think God's like that, but how do we know?
That one.
Okay. How do we know? Well, we can only know if God shows us what he's like. That's how we can know what he's like. Now, I'm going to show you what I've got in here. So let me open this up and see what's in here. I'm just going to have to unwrap it too.
Is it a toy?
Were you going to say a pink fluffy pig? I don't think anyone was going to say that because you wouldn't know until you actually see what it is. Even if I sort of described it, I don't think you'd really get what it looks like. But it's a pink, fluffy pig. And there's things that surprise us about Jesus that we would never guess. When God came to earth, who would have guessed that he would be born in a stable and lie in an animal's feed trough? We'd think he'd be born in a palace or somewhere great, and or a lovely hospital at least. So that's surprising, isn't it? We wouldn't have guessed that. And we wouldn't have guessed that he would die on a cross. Those things we would never guess, but they show us things about God. Jesus shows us all about God. In the Bible it says, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, has made him known." You see, Jesus shows us about God. Jesus shows us how much God loves us. The shepherds saw Jesus as a baby, and the wise men saw Jesus as a baby. That's what we remember at Christmas. But, of course, Jesus grew up, and his special followers, his disciples, they saw him and they heard the things that he taught, the great things he taught us about God and how to live. And they saw in the way in which he helped people, helped all sorts of people, healed people, cared for them. And then they saw the way in which he died on a cross and then came alive again. All of those things which show us how much God loves us, they show us how God can forgive us and make us his friends. They're things we would have never guessed if we were just guessing, like guessing what was in that bag. So Jesus shows us these things. And we can read about them because the people who saw him have written them down. Now, that's a sort of an Aussie way of reading it, but there are other Bibles around, and you can read Bibles with pictures in them, or if you're older, you can read a Bible just with words, but we have it all written down by the people who actually saw Jesus, heard what he said, saw the things he did, saw him die, and then they saw him alive again. So we can know the truth about God because of Christmas, because God in his son Jesus came into this world. That's why it's so special. And I think we've got a couple more songs to sing, have we? No, no, we're going to. But one of the things we can do. No, we're not going to do that. Sorry.
We are going to do it. In
we
a
can
minute.
Do.
We're Don't worry.
We'll do that in a minute.
I'm hanging out for
one
this
one. One of the things we can do, because Jesus showed us, we can talk to God and call him our Father. And our minister, Martin, is going to help us to do that now.
Hi, friends. Good to have you with us. Praying to God is really easy because all we need to do is to talk to him. And we know because of the Lord Jesus that God will hear us and he loves to hear us pray. So I'm going to lead us in prayer. Will you please join with me? Just maybe some people like to bow their heads. Other people just like to sit quietly. But I'll pray on behalf of all of us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you that this is a festival where we remember Jesus. Jesus came to live a life so that we can see clearly who God is. Jesus came to die a death so that our sins might be wiped away, so that we can have eternal life. So we thank you for Christmas because we remember what a great blessing Jesus is to every man, woman and child who puts their faith in him. And we thank you for holidays. We thank you for time spent with family. And we do pray that you will keep us safe. Perhaps as some of us travel, perhaps as some of us enjoy the free time and enjoy different activities that some holiday time brings. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will be strengthening each one of us as we remember Jesus over this holiday period. In his name we pray. Amen.